शांति
आप बन रहे हैं। होली रेस्ट हाईएस्ट
Shanti, today Bap Dada is seeing his holiest, highest and the richest in the world, children who are in all four corners of the world. Whether they are physically in front or they are far away in physical distance but are very close to the heart. On seeing the children in all four directions, Bap Dada is very happy. Each child becomes the holiest. In such a way that no one else in the whole Kalpa has ever become that pure and great and will never become it in the whole Kalpa at all. From time to time, religious souls, great souls have stayed pure. However, their purity however, there is a difference between their purity and your purity. At this time, you become pure. The result of this purity, or the fruit of this purity, lasts for many births in the future. Your body, mind, wealth, relationships, contacts, all become pure. Not just the body, but everything becomes pure. Achieve such a type of purity. As your mind, words and actions, all three become pure, you achieve such a great fruit.
Holiest Atma.
So you are such holiest souls. Do you think, do you consider yourselves to be that holiest soul? Have you become that, or are you becoming it? You are to become it, aren't you? Or do you think it is difficult to become pure? Is it difficult or is it easy to become pure? It is easy, is it not? Is it a little bit difficult? You have become pure in the last kalpa and even now you have to become pure, you are to become pure, is it not? You are to become pure, aren't you? Are you sure it is it firm, or you are having other thoughts too? No. Not even in your dreams.
Apavitrita.
even in your dreams,
the
impurity is to finish. You have that much faith. Have you not? You have it? Do you have that much faith? Those who have celebrated their 10 years and over are sitting in front. Baba is asking you, you have the faith, don't you? That we are becoming pure and tomorrow we will be the pure ones. Therefore, we are the holiest
or highest,
as well as the highest. You are the highest and high father's children, and therefore the highest and high too. You become the highest and high, only then you are worshipped. In today's world, the king is supposed to be the highest on high. Nowadays, there are no kings, but even if there is a president or the prime minister, they cannot become worthy of worship. In front of you, souls who are to become worthy of worship, they become worshippers. And bow before you and worship you. Even at this time you become self-sovereign, and in the future too you become the king of kings. You achieve such a highest status.
Satme richest in the world.
Along with that, you are also the richest in the world. Until that, your title is
Padma Padam Pati,
the owners of multi millions. Padma Padam Pati. you have such treasures. Which no one else can ever claim, in spite of being multi-millionaires and multi-billionaires. You elevated souls receive so much elevated fortune from the Father. That you experience as well as narrate and relate that there are multi-millions in each step of ours. Is it not? Do you have multi-millions in every step of yours, or do you have just 100 or 1,000 in every step? Is it multi-millions in every step? Say the Pandavas, is it multi-millions in every step of yours? Or 100 and 1,000 only? Even the biggest millionaire cannot earn that much income, can he? Will he be able to earn that much? How much time it takes to take a step? Just take a step. How long does it take for you to take a step? Put one step forward. How long does it take? A second. Okay, 2 seconds. Maybe Baba knows some walk slowly. Okay, even if you say 2 seconds. In 2 seconds, you claim millions, multi-millions. Then in the whole day, how many multi-millions? Make an account. Is there any millionaire who could earn so much income in one day? Could there be one? So you are the richest in the world, aren't you? And your treasures are such that even fire cannot destroy them. Water cannot drown them. Thieves cannot steal them. Even the kings cannot snatch them away. You receive such type of treasures at this most elevated confluence age.
Smriti
Are you aware of this type of self-esteem? Does it stay in your consciousness? Yes or no? Ha or na? Haanji? Those at the back say, Haanji? Yes, you are raising your hand. Very good. Yes, Baba likes when you wait, not when you clap. Are those sitting at the back sitting comfortably? Are you comfortable?
Richest in the world, Aramiya.
So you are the richest in the world and therefore you are comfortable. Even in the biggest of universities, no one sits on sofas and couches to study. But you are the ones who are bigger and becoming princes. You are the beggars as well as the princess.
Sarvatyagmana.
Renunciation in all ways means beggars. And
prince.
Receiving all attainments means princes. Because without renunciation, such a great fortune cannot be claimed. The fortune is claimed or achieved on the basis of the renunciation. When you renounce the consciousness of the body, the mind, the wealth, the relationships, it means that renunciation will lead to the great fortune. Instead of saying my body, you have said yours. Mind, wealth, relationships.
Ek shabd parivartan hone se mere ke bajaye.
When you say them to be yours instead of mine, you change only one word.
Ek shabd ka parivartan.
The transformation of one word, that's all.
Lekin
mine is changed into yours. But on the basis of this renunciation, you have become the ones who have claimed all rights to the greatest fortune. And in front of such a great fortune, this renunciation is nothing, is it not? It's nothing. It's a small thing, is it not? Yes, sometimes you may say it is a little big. Sometimes you find it to be too much to renounce. When you say it is yours, it means that you change that big thing into a small thing. But when you say mine, you change even a small thing into a big thing. let anything happen, even a big problem may come, which may be greater than 100 Himalayas put together. But the moment you say, yours, at that very moment, you change that mountain into not a molehill but into cotton wool. Cotton wool is that which flies away in a second. You blow and it flies away, blows away. It's not that you just say it is yours, but you have to accept it. Not just to accept it, but to work on it, to be it. It's only a matter of change of one word. It is easy, is it not? And there is great benefit in it. There is no loss. When you say yours, you give all your burden to Baba and you say, Baba, it's yours, take care of it. You are just for name's sake. That means you become for name's sake only. So it's greatly beneficial, is it not? You become detached and loved by God. Those who are loved by God, they become loved by the world. This attainment is not only for the future, but it is also for the present. You have experienced it and you can experience it more. Even in 1 second you can experience it. Let anything come. Just say, Baba, it is yours. Accept it to be Baba's. And keep the consciousness that it belongs to Baba and then do it. And see whether your burden becomes less or not. You have the experience of it, don't you? All of you sitting here have the experience of it. But the only thing what happens is you have a habit of saying mine, mine, mine. It's a habit of 63 words. And therefore you say, Baba, it's yours, 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 and then again you change back into mine, mine, mine. And then when you say mine, it means finished, because that will take long time. It may take 1 hour, 1 day, 2 days. But the moment you say yours, not only instantly that problem is finished. Sorry. So when you say mine, that matter may be only of a half an hour, but then. The impact of that will last for a very long time, maybe hour and two, 1 day, 2 day, and not just that. Afterwards, you will keep on remembering it again and again too. This is why Bap Dada tells all the children, if you really like the word mine, because you have the habit of saying mine, you have the sanskar of saying mine, and you want to say mine, then say my Baba instead. You are helpless, you know, some people are helpless because of their habits. So, whenever you say my, just say my Baba and finish that thing. All the many times you say mine, that you merge in one word, my Baba. And you know, the Russians bring a doll. There is a special Russian doll. The outside is a big doll, and inside is another doll when you open that big doll. And inside that doll is another doll, and you open that, there's another doll inside. And in this way, ultimately, the doll is so tiny. Russians bring such a doll, is it not? Similarly, in one word, my Baba merge all other minds. Can you do this? You do it. But then sometimes you go into too much details of mind. Now you sometimes say mine, but now this mine should change into yours forever. But in this you are number wise. It's not that you don't say yours, you do. But there are some who are number one too. There are the A1 ones. But then there are the other numbers behind that too. All of you have come to celebrate Holi, is it not? You have come to celebrate Holi. Therefore, remember this mantra. Baba is panning the way holy means I have become holy. So you can say, I have become of the Father. I have become of this divine family. Did you celebrate holy in this way? Holy means have become. Or do you still have to become? Do you still have to burn away something? Or have you already burnt away everything? You're not saying Hanji in this. Have you already burnt away everything? Are you thinking? See, even in the path of bhakti, whatever festivals are celebrated, they are memorials. But still they have a meaning. So holy means first you burn and then celebrate. It's not that you celebrate and then burn. First you have to destroy the impurity, the weaknesses, the bad things, burn them and then celebrate. So all of you have celebrated, all of you have burnt away beforehand, is it not? Or is something still left to be burnt, maybe part of your chimney, something still left? Or part of the bush shirt of the Pandavas? Or the dress that you wear, a part is still left unburnt, part of the sari still unburnt? See, when you celebrate in a spiritual way and then experience the super sensuous joy of that, only when you first burn away the old, only then you can enjoy the celebration. To celebrate because of entertainment, that's another thing, because Sangam Yoga is the age of rejoicing, of pleasure, of entertainment. So you do celebrate because you do entertainment, that's fine, do it. Do it as much as you want. But to be colored in the color of God means to become like the Father. This is to be colored in the color of the Father. Just as Papa is bodiless, he is incorporeal, angelic.
Ashyari.
Similarly, to experience a bodiless stage, or to experience the angelic stage, this is to be colored in the color. Perform your actions, but become an angel and perform actions. Experience the bodiless stage whenever you wish to experience it. Your mind and intellect should be under your control in this way. Order them, become bodiless. The moment you order them, and you become that. You become an angel. You should be able to stabilize the stage in which you want to be in a second. Your mind should be stabilized in a second. It shouldn't be that you say that it took me 5 seconds, but then even if it takes you 5 seconds, it's not under your control. It's not obeying your order. Therefore, let it be any type of situation. Let there be a great upheaval too. But even in that, you be stable.
Controlling power.
Do you have that type of controlling power? Or you think, I have to become bodiless, I have to become bodiless, and you spend your time only in thinking that you have to become bodiless. Many children keep changing their poses and Baba watches them. They think, let me be bodiless. And then they think, bodiless means to become a soul. Yes, I am a soul. I'm not the body. I am a soul. I came as a soul and I have to become a soul also. And you're still thinking. But then at that time, have you really become bodiless or are you still battling and trying to become bodiless? You order your mind. You order the mind, become bodiless. It's not that you are thinking that I have to be bodiless. If the mind does not become bodiless, or you're not able to become bodiless, means your mind has not obeyed your order. It means you do not have the controlling power yet. Therefore, according to the need of the time, there is the need of this type of practice. If you do not have the controlling power, then many types of situations will bring you into upheavals. Therefore, even if you remember one word, holy, even that's enough. Holy. Holy. There are two words in this word. Holy. Holy means past is past. And second, holy also means I belong to the Father. I have become of the Father. And thirdly, holy is an English word. Holy means pure. I have become a holy soul. Even one word, holy. If you remember, and then you become the embodiment of the three meanings of this word. Don't just describe. Holy means past is past. Yes, past is past. Don't keep thinking like that, or don't keep just describing it. Become the embodiment of the meaning of this word and stabilize yourself instantly. You think and you become it. It's not that you think and you keep on thinking only. Whatever you think, you become it instantly. You get stabilized in it instantly. Now, those who celebrated yesterday, you celebrated in this way, didn't you? You celebrated the real holy, didn't you? Babdada also feels very happy when he sees these unique and wonderful scenes. Lovely scenes. The whole family is also very happy. Baba saw all that what we celebrated yesterday, so Baba is commenting on that. Did you see your photograph well? Did you look at it well? You liked your photograph, didn't you? Did you just see your face? Or did you also see the stage of your mind? You saw yourself in the mirror, didn't you? So you liked your face when you saw it in the mirror. That was good. But in the but did you also see your stage in the mirror of knowledge? It is good. Bhap Dada does not see that you are 10 years or 15 years in Gyan. But you have been moving forward for that many years. You have remained immortal, eternal for that long and are continuing that. Baba was happy to see. You have really done a wonder. You changed your culture, you changed the country, you changed the customs and systems, you changed your sanskaras, you changed from double foreigners into Bharatvasis. Now what will you be called? You are now Madhubanivasis. Are you Madhubanivasis or are you London Nivasis or America Nivasis? Where do you belong to? Do you belong to Madhuban? Say loudly, Madhuban. All Madhubanivasis? Aren't you remembering America, Russia? Not remembering your country? No? Madhuban is your permanent address.
Or America, Russia. America, Australia, Japan.
There are so many countries, America, Russia, Australia, Japan, Africa. All these places are your service places. Your permanent residential address is Madhuban, and your service address may be different, and you have gone into different cultures, different religions, different nationalities. But that is essential too. Had you not been born there, then how many languages the sisters of Bharat would have to learn to teach you? How many languages they would have to learn? This is why you went to those places for service. And Bap Dada has seen that double foreigners have good interest in opening centers. They get a flat and open a center there. It is good. This is why, see, centers have opened in so many countries.
Double Vidisho.
Shabdada congratulates you very, 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 very much for so much zeal and enthusiasm all of you have. You can wave your hand to Baba. Baba is responding to your hand. Acha.
Seva achi phailai.
You have spread the service very well in a short time.
Fast way.
So you are fast, aren't you? How many years ago service started at the first? Baba is asking Jayanti Ben, Sudesh Ben who are sitting in the front. It started in 71 actually. 27 years ago. 27 years ago. In 71 it started. And in Bharat, 62 years. In 62 years Baba's Ask establishment began 62 years ago, and in foreign lands 27 years. So on seeing the expansion in service, Baba is very happy. And now one service is still remaining to be done. Bhaktada won't leave you. There is still one service left. Baba is giving powerful drishti to give power to the children so that they can do service faster. Babdada is signaling to all the double foreigners for the future that you have to serve the media more. You have to serve through the newspapers more especially, and the newspapers of foreign lands will serve Bharat. Yes, service has begun in some or the other way, but just as when Baba's establishment work began at the beginning, this news went or came in newspapers of foreign lands. Now, in newspapers of foreign lands, such news or articles or things should come of yours which will open the eyes of the people of Bharat. Yes, in the newspapers of Bharat, a lot comes. But in the newspapers of foreign lands, there should be such things put by you so that they awaken the people of Bharat. And secondly, it should come on the world radio, just as you have put on the internet, in the computer, about the Brahma Kumaris, the website, the internet. You have put about the Brahma Kumaris and people can read through the computer. You have put in it. It's very good. But not many know about it. They don't have the information enough. More people can take this benefit in India too, but the advertisement is not done yet. You have done a good invention. It is good that in foreign lands you are taking very good benefit of these gadgets of science, of matter. People hear a lot on BBC and it should come on the BBC. Then see how much it spreads in Bharat. Do some wonder. Serve the BBC. Find some influence. It does come in your local TVs or local radios, but let the voice spread in such a way that even if some don't want to listen, they will have to listen. Yes, every year you do something new, don't you? You do make plans.
Meeting bhi bahut karte ho.
You also hold many meetings. Dadiji is saying something to Baba. That yes, these double foreigners should do a meeting on this. Yes, do something, Baba say. You keep the courage and Baba will give the help. But only thing is that someone should become instrumental. For every task, someone or the other becomes instrumental. And then the work is done. Because in the drama, it is to be done. It is merged in the drama that it will be done, but the only thing is that someone at the right time becomes instrumental for that. So for this task too, someone is surely going to become instrumental.
And now Baba gives a long drishti again. Maybe Baba is giving sakash to that soul who is going to become instrumental for this task. The pause indicates that Baba is giving sakash again. And a powerful drishti Baba gives in the whole hall. Baba is, I'm sure, at this moment, though he is in Om Shanti Bhavan, but he's also touring around the world and giving drishti to his children who are sitting glued to the computer, to the speakers, and hearing Baba's voice. And I can also visualize how much inspiration all of you are getting there in your countries, making plans. And Baba's drishti moves around the whole hall again. Baba is looking at the dadis and all the seniors who are sitting in the front on the floor. The chairs and sofas have been removed from the middle of the hall and they are put only on the sides of the hall. At this moment, there are at least 1500 double foreigners sitting in the audience. Madhuban Nivasis, Sevadharis, Gansarovar Nivasis, Dalati Nivasis all have come too, but not all are accommodated in this hall. Some are sitting in the history hall, some even in the meditation hall. And the closed circuit television is on. They are watching everywhere in Pandav Bhavan too. And Baba Drishti now moves to the sisters again, the dadis, the senior sisters, all the RCOs, the NCOs, many, many are here. Taking drishti from Baba. Baba looks to see his long lost now found children having come back to the father to claim the
inheritance.
And Baba continues, according to the time now, because the sorrow in the and sorrow and peacelessness in the minds and the problems are increasing in the world more and more. Bestower of happiness should, with the power of your mind, serve through the mind and do the service of sakar, of giving sakash. Your attitude, give others the experience of even a handful of happiness by giving such powerful vibrations. People are invoking you. But even you, who are their worship worthy deity souls, are being invoked in some way or the other, because you are their worship-worthy gods and goddesses. Therefore, you have to give sakash to your devotees. Even the scientists are thinking of inventing something which could dispel the sorrows of all. But then the physical things which they invent give happiness, but along with that they also give sorrow. But whatever achievements there be, they should give only happiness and not sorrow. That, about that, the scientists are thinking a great deal. But those souls do not have the experience of imperishable happiness in their own souls, and therefore how can they give happiness to others?
They can keep us.
But all of you have a big stock accumulated of happiness, peace, selfless service, and so on. Or is it that you accumulate and then you also spend as much as you accumulate? This also you have to check. You do accumulate. But along with the accumulation, you should not spend at the same time. Whilst you are saving, if you're also spending, that you have to check. Actually, when you use the treasures of knowledge, you are not spending them, you are only increasing them. But if you because of your own nature or sanskaras,
or
you are
using
your powers in battling against Maya, then your savings reduce because you spend whatever you save. Therefore, check whether after accumulation or after saving, whether you spent
account
or you saved more and more. That will check how much was in your account. Did you earn and spend and had nothing remaining in the account? It should not be like that. It shouldn't be that you earn for 2 days and then in one day you spend so much or you lose so much that whatever you have earned for 2 days, even that you spend away. Hope your account is not like that. You earn and you spend. Is your account of that type? Or you earn and use it only for yourself? If your account is of this type, then what have you accumulated for 21 births of the future? Because everyone is happy when he saves, but if you are not aware of how much you are spending to, then you can be deceived. When you are in need, so along with checking the account of accumulation, you have also to check how much you have spent on your own self, or whether you used what you have accumulated on others by giving them power, by giving them knowledge, by giving them virtues, because what you share with others, either knowledge or power or virtues, is not spending, but that is actually saving. But if you use some of this only on yourself, from time to time, then your account may become empty. Therefore, with a far-sighted, broad intellect, check you need a very big, long account of savings. Is your account of savings large? Actually, if you are earning multi-millions at every step, your saving account should be a large account, should be a lot in that account.
Kadam.
But that is possible only if your step which you take is like the step of Brahma Baba.
Anubhaviyo.
So check whether the step you took was the step like of Brahma Baba or not. You are experienced in it. That
karam ka phal.
Whenever you do
usi samay
a good action,
pratakya roop mein khushi,
you get the fruit of that action immediately too, in the form of happiness,
safalta,
strength, as well as success. And the result of that is you become double light too. Why?
Yaad rehta.
Because you remember.
Paap ke saath se karam kiya.
That you worked with the father, and therefore you stay double light.
Aur agar koi vikram to abhi nahi hona hai,
but
wo to time abhi beet gaya.
If there is any action committed which may not be a sinful action, because now no sinful actions are being performed by you, the time has passed. But even if you do commit a sinful action, then the period spent in repenting for that action will be very long.
A baby. Koi vyarat sankalap. Va vyarat.
If at this time you speak waste words or perform wasteful actions, have wasteful relationships, contacts, because even that can be wasteful, relationships and contacts, they can deceive a lot too. One is colored in the company he keeps. Some children are very clever. They say, Baba, I don't mix in his company, but he doesn't leave me. I don't go with him, but he doesn't leave me. But does it mean that you cannot stay away from him? If someone gives you something bad, why do you take it? If someone does not take, if another one is giving him something bad, then what will that one do? He will throw it away, no? If the other one doesn't take, therefore,
samman or samparak bhi,
waste relationship and waste contacts can make your account empty.
Usi samay andar dil mein.
At that time, you feel guilty inside too. You say, I should not be doing this, I should not be doing that. But still you do it. You say, I should not listen to him, but what can I do? He compelled me to listen, and therefore I have to listen. And therefore the waste action is performed. And if one is careless, lazy, then you may go to sleep, doesn't matter, then you come at the end of Silver Age. But if you are a good effort maker, then at that time, it does come to your mind, you do feel guilty that what you are doing is not right, but still you do it. Then to that Bhaktada will say that, oh, such children are also wonderful, they do wonders. They do something which they don't like to do. They feel guilty too inside. They keep on hearing, they keep on listening, and they know they should not, but still they do it. It's a very powerful soul. Check and pay attention to finish even the waste. Don't check in a careless manner and say, well, these things come, they happen. We are not perfect yet. It will finish. This type of carelessness should not be there. I will do it, and I will do it intensely with a fast speed. This is what you should say. And then it will be called that you have celebrated Holi. Dada smiles when he sees the amusing games you play, then he feels mercy on you too. And at that time, Bap Dada touches your intellect too, and you experience it too, Baba telling you that I should not do it, this is not good for me, it is against Srimad, that touching comes from Baba to you. But carelessness makes you go to sleep. This is why do not spend treasures on yourself. You may save them, but don't spend them. You may serve to them, but don't spend them in a wasteful way. You have to accumulate a lot, is it not? Double foreigners do not have the sanskaras of saving. They get and they spend. They say, eat, drink and be merry. But do not do like that in this type of saving. In this you should save the maximum.
avyantarupasi. Brahma Bhapapi. Vishesh. Double Videsho. Kotil se bahut pyar karte.
Even angelic Brahma Baba loves the double foreigners from the heart very much. Baba is so happy on seeing all of you. Now this is Brahma Baba speaking to the children. He has come directly to meet the children. So Brahma Baba father, loves you very much and therefore keep giving the return of the love which Brahma Baba has for you. The method for giving the return of his love is to turn yourself. The return is to turn yourself. Did you hear?
Double Videsho ko chance mila hai na.
Double foreigners have got a chance this time. We have got a special turn this time. Bharatvasi did not get this type of chance. Double foreigners have got this turn. Therefore you are special, aren't you? You have to give the return also in a special way then.
Bharatvasi khush hote hain.
The Bharatvasis are actually happy when they see you. They are not jealous of you.
Dekho Madhuban vasis ne kitna tyag kiya.
See, the Madhuban vasis have renounced so much.
Madhuban mein baap.
Baba is meeting in Madhuban and the Madhuban Nivasis are sitting downstairs. They have given you a chance. Is it not? They too have love for you. Even what the Madhuban Nivasis do, Baba has it in Baba's account to how much they are renouncing.
See,
those who stay upstairs when Baba is coming downstairs in Shantivan, then the Madhuban Nivasis stay here to look after Madhuban. So they miss Madhuban. And you attend Madhuban Baba's meeting and also downstairs at the Talati Baba's meeting. So you get both chances. But Madhuban Nivasis do miss when Baba is down, and when Baba comes up, those who are down, they miss. And Moini Ben is saying that... And Baba is saying that there are so many still abroad. And Baba is saying, no. Double foreigners are no more double foreigners. They are actually there to do service. Madhuban is their home. See, when those of Bharat go abroad for service, what do they say? They say that they belong to Bharat but are serving abroad. So too you say that we are of Madhuban but we are serving abroad. Don't you like this? This idea is good. You are of Madhuban, but you are serving in foreign lands. Be like that only. When you go back, don't become of that land. Remain the one of Bharat, remain the one of Madhuban.
Abhi kafi badal gaye.
Yes, now you have changed a
many
lot.
Both questions.
Before you had many questions.
Videsh ka culture alag hai.
Our culture in foreign lands is different.
Bharat ka culture.
The culture of Bharat is different.
Abhi ye question nahi.
Now you don't have this question.
Kafi parivartan bhi hai.
A big transformation has come in you.
Before
you used to get confused very quickly, now you remain stable. Is also very happy to see the progress of the children. First, you used to look very, very different, but now you have become very, very lovely. Yes, those in foreign lands are also listening to Baba's Madhuri, and they too are smiling and they are saying, yes Baba, we have been changed, we have transformed. And Baba gives a beautiful smile. Baba is saying, yes, all those who are listening to the internet, Bab Dada is telling everyone in all the countries, to every child with his or her name, congratulating each one for holy, and also congratulating for experiencing the meeting, because if Baba starts taking names, the whole night will pass and therefore Baba is not taking names. It is good. Congratulations to those of Germany who have invented this good invention. You have fulfilled one wish, one hope of Bab Dada. Now, you haven't fulfilled all Baba's desires. One desire you have fulfilled of Baba. And Sudesh Ben is sitting right in front of Baba. Baba is wanting Germans to raise your hand. All Germans, raise your hand, please. All those who have come from Germany, raise your hand, please. Hi, let Baba see. Congratulations, there are about 75-80 Germans sitting here, and Baba is saying, yes, now you have to claim a prize, number one prize of coming first even in your efforts. Those of Germany will claim a prize. Say yes, yes, Haji. German, say Haji. Will you take a prize? You will show wonders, won't you?
Germany me Bab Dada ki bahut umeede.
Bab Dada has great hopes in those of Germany.
Achal me achal loge dikhao.
You become stable in spite of the upheavals.
Achal bhi Germany me zyada hai.
A lot of upheavals in Germany too.
Achal bhi Germany
mein. And you have to become stable also.
Oh, nahi.
It is to happen. Okay. To the holiest
Sada.
Souls in all four directions.
Highest is the theme, is the renewable. Highest Atma.
To all the highest souls who
Sada.
Always stay in their highest
stage. Sampan. Richest. Atman.
To all the richest souls who are full with all treasures. Elevated souls who accumulate multi-millions
Sada.
At every step and become like the Father. Forgive others because they are the children of the ocean of forgiveness. To such merciful souls, who give a handful of peace and happiness to those souls who are in sorrow and peacelessness. All the fast effort maker souls who accumulate at every moment in their treasures and make their accounts full, Bab Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste.